IDX's radio buffs, welcome to Market Scope, the segment of your audio service cassette where we air check an entire market as submitted by our membership. As promised, Gary Kettler and Dale Hammer here to finish the AM band in Austin, Texas.
Hello, everyone on the DX Audio Service. This is Dale Ham
and Gary Kettler
recording to you again from Austin, Texas, 1060.
1060's KFIT, Black Gospel, and they are on pretty much just a daytimer. They do have some pre-sunrise and post-sunset hours that they operate. And I think they run some Spanish programming during those times.
Well, here's another one, 1260, which is based out of Taylor, the tower is, but the still ID is Austin.
Yeah, they moved it in sometime in the, I think, 97 or 96, 96, 97.
Yeah.
They're talk with a lot of sports.
They're K what now?
KWNX. Is
used to be KTAE, and now they're what?
KWNX.
KWNX.
And they have a few local shows, I believe, and they have some ESPN radio, and I think that they may have Jim Bohannon on there. Their night signal, where I live, isn't the greatest. I think they have a whopping 114 watts at night.
Okay, after that, 1300 KVET AM.
KVET AM is sports talk. They call up the zone, and they carry the University of Texas and Dallas Cowboys, I think, and I think the Astros, where they carry them.
Yes, they do. 1370 KJCE.
They're pretty much syndicated talk. They have Bill O'Reilly on there and Laura Ingram, and I don't think they have any local programming there. They're owned by Infinity. They were Soft Urban up until a few years ago when they went talk. We got 1440, which is KELG, which is Spanish. I don't know how much power they have, but they have a decent signal in town day and night.
Then 1490
is KFON. They are also Spanish. They are co-owned with KELG and 1560, which we'll get to here in a minute. And then on 1530, that station is KQQA, licensed to Creedmoor. The station was originally up in the Georgetown, which is about a half hour north of here. I don't know where Creedmoor is, but anyway, they are Spanish. And they, I think, are live during the day and on satellite at night. And then we have 1560, which is KTXZ, which came on the air in 82. I was passing through here every now and then in 82, and they were testing. I got to hear them do a little equipment testing and stuff like that. They were oldies up until about the late 80s, and they've been Spanish of one form or another ever since.
And finally now,
1600 is KOKE, and those call letters have been floating around this part of the state for 30 or 40 years, and they simulcast with 1049, and they're also Spanish. 1490, 1440, 1530, 1600 are all pretty much musically the same. 1560 is a little more, I guess you could say, a little bit harder music,
yeah.
A little more, you know, rock and roll, a little more rhythmic type music.
Gospel 1060, KFIT, Austin.
In this life, everybody shall have a valley experience.
The Friday morning, I'm your Dallas at 2, your home of praise and inspiration. Ryan is here, and it's another look at the top of the hour, 7 a.m., and it's news, weather, and traffic. Good morning again, Ryan.
And good morning again to you this morning. This next look at news
brought to you by First Place in the NFC East.
That's your KWNX Sports. I'm Brian Ruiz.
Prior on 1260 KWNX.
Well, KWNX is proud to be one of the sponsors of the upcoming Dripping Springs High
Tournament. I guarantee it's going to be lots of fun, and it's again Saturday, November the 8th at 8 a.m. Scott, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
It is 8:52. I'm Paul Prior.
You're listening to 1260 KWNX. Why? Because we're better than everyone else. That's why. Duh.
It's 8:52, time for a traffic update from the Roger Beasley Premier Mazda Traffic Center. Ken Thomas, Ken.
Thanks, Paul.
The traffic every 6 minutes, mornings and afternoons. I'm Ken Thomas on News Talk, 1260 KWNX.
KWNX.
What's lurking in your closet? David Anderson. David Anderson. David Anderson.
You know, he's got the kind of face that you wouldn't get tired kicking.
News Talk 1260, KWNX.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Today on Wall, this is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Time for a traffic update from the Roger Beasley Premier Mazda Traffic Center. Once again, Ken Thomas.
With traffic every 6 minutes, mornings and afternoons, I'm Ken Thomas on News Talk 1260 KWNX.
And it's time now for weather. We go to the 1260 Weather Center. Here's Bill Hickey.
To worry about on this front, just another nice round of cooler weather. From the KWNX Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Bill Hickey.
I'm Paul Pryor.
WNX, Taylor Austin.
Everything you need.
KWNX, a Simmons Media Station.
Network News, I'm Ed Donahue for
America. This is Craig Lay. The program comes your way from Dallas in the West End at the Hofbräu this afternoon for a final Texas OU preview. We'll be joined by Keith Moreland, and we hope you'll join us as well. Today at 2 on AM 1300, The Zone.
The Zone! I'm Ann Hudson. Get your morning and afternoon traffic updates right here on 1300, The Zone.
The Zone! 7:33 the time. 390 Live is your phone number. Astros GM has interest elsewhere. Hey, folks, over in Hogan with a 1300 The Zone update. Published and broadcast reports in Houston and New York say that the Astros have given their GM permission to talk with the New York Mets.
More Bucky and Aaron in a minute on AM 1300, The Zone.
Home. Home. 7:54 on AM 1300. Oh, welcome back. That's right, we are unstoppable. We're at Maudie's in Round Rock, killing it on a Friday, bringing the show to you, bringing the show to Dell.
This is Mac Brown. Don't miss a minute of Longhorn football this season, right here on The Zone.
The Longhorn Station, KBET Austin. The Zone!
Yankees even the series. Good morning, folks. Over at Hogan with 1300, The Zone update.
I'm Ryan Burns for Talk Radio 1370 AM, Austin's conservative voice.
Talk Radio 1370 AM's Westy Humphrey.
How dare you have the United States of America? That's not fair. We need to all work together.
The way to work together? If we have one world government, the UN, we're controlling everything.
You pay taxes to New York, the UN, and they'll distribute it, and everybody will be equal.
That means you're going to be living in poverty. You're going to take your money, and they're going to give it to some guy in Africa. But don't worry, Kofi Annan, he'll get his cut.
Join me every weekday afternoon at 5 for the Rusty Humphrey Show, right here on Talk Radio 1370 AM, Austin's conservative voice.
Hey, Austin, 6 minutes after 8, time for the final hour of the Mike Gallagher Show, only on Talk Radio 1370 AM, Austin's conservative voice.
KJCE, Rollywood, Austin. We're Talk Radio 1370 AM, Austin's conservative voice. And your news starts now.
News, this is Frank Sedapani. Vice President Cheney weighs in on...
KELG, Mater, Austin.
KELG, Radio Caliente. Radio Caliente.
Saluda Poncho Martínez para invitarte al programa La Papa Caliente. Si quiere comprar, vender o buscar trabajo, sintoniza de lunes a viernes de 12 a 1 en 1440 Radio Caliente.
Con la música que a ti te gusta. En la mañana, al mediodía, en la tarde, en la noche. Solo aquí, en Radio Caliente. KELG, Radio Caliente.
por más de una década, KELG, la 1440, se ha mantenido como la estación mexicana número uno en Austin.
Por más de una década, sirviendo exclusivamente a la comunidad mexicana de Austin. La 1440, de mexicanos para mexicanos. Radio Caliente.
La Estación del Pueblo, puro norteño, 1490.
Establecida en 1922 y ahora en español.
Puro norteño, 1490.
La primera en Austin. Puro norteño, 1490.
¿Estás sacando el calendario? Ahora se me durmió el gallo.
¿Verdad?
Pero ahorita voy a sacar. Voy a sacar el mes de noviembre para que no me agarren dormida. Órale, pues entonces el niño se llama...
Eduardo Niño.
Eduardo Niño. Que se registraron ahí en la discoteca 2000, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Sí, me acuerdo, hace mucho.
Ajá, ya hace 8.
Ándale, pues aquí están las mañanitas.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Y ahora, un estreno a través de La Mexicana 1530. La Mexicana, solamente música de tus artistas favoritos.
Soy un títer en tus manos, tú controlas el corazón. Llevo en mi mente, aquí en mi corazón. Me ruegues quien te quiera, que yo no lo voy a hacer. Aquí en mi cordito me dices, soy o no soy.
Más y mejor música. Aquí las escuchas primero, después en otra sinfonola. La Mexicana 1530.
La Mexicana 1530 AM.
Puro México.
1530 AM. La Mexicana.
La Mexicana 1530. Pura buena.
Los amigos de la discoteca El Nuevo Milenio que esperan ahí en la Riverside, esquina con Montópolis, y otra en la Basement, en el centro comercial de la Family Dollar. Voy a visitarlos ahí, muchachos. Bueno, pues ya nos vamos hoy en el programa Tierra Potosina. Nos vamos ya y continuamos con esta programación normal aquí en la Radio Mexicana.
KQQA, Kimbo Austin.
La Mexicana,
La Mexicana 1530 AM. La más efectiva de la radio.
La más efectiva de la radio.
En este universo hay un nuevo planeta. Planeta 1560. Planeta 1560. Estos son los sonidos del planeta. Planeta 1560. Puras estrellas.
Planeta 1560 a las 4:45 exactamente. 4 de la tarde, 45 minutos. Vaya que nos estamos pasando bastante, bastante bien. Déjame decirte que tengo lo nuevo de Belinda. Yo estoy así como, me escuché como Martito Landa, mi compañera, ¿va? Tengo lo nuevo y tenemos lo nuevo y tenemos así como en botica. Bueno, regreso con la música de Ax Bahía, Belinda, Café Tacuba y Algarete. Después de un pequeñísimo y breve corte comercial, esta invitación que tenemos para ustedes. Así que no se despeguen, estás en 1560 AM, el planeta donde todo el mundo vive. Comunícate al 390-5560, aquí te espero.
El nuevo planeta 1560. El nuevo planeta 1560. Bienvenidos al mundo del planeta. Somos KTXZ, West Wales, Austin.
Este jueves,
la noche universitaria del planeta en Element.
Ahora en Austin, una estación para la raza. La mejor. 104.9. La mejor. Pueblo. La mejor. 104.9. La mejor.
Yo necesito más.
Así se gana la mejor.
Hola, mi nombre es Héctor Mesta. Yo soy de Bermejillo, Durango y me gané $500 en la mejor. Y con esa lana me voy a festejar mi cumpleaños. Sigan escuchando la mejor 104.9 y 1600 AM. La mejor en música mexicana.
Así como ellos, escucha y gana. En la mejor 104.9 FM. La mejor en música mexicana.
Sale sobrando.
es Marble Balls Austin. Es OGI. Pflugerville Austin. La mejor. 104.9 PM y 1600 AM. Otra estación más de Amigo Broadcasting.
Thanks, guys, for a great job and profiling a great radio market. Next month, we're off to Pittsburgh. If you'd like to send in a market scope, my address is 1872 Myers Road East. That's in Marion, Ohio, 43302-8730. Now, here are the musings from the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, Fred, and fellow members of the DX Audio Service. This is Don Wilkerson, Calumet City, Illinois. Hopefully soon to be Jacksonville, Illinois. We'll be moving, hopefully, in the summertime. But a question I have is an interesting one, I think you'll find, is I've often wondered why the FCC never authorized long wave as a broadcast medium, especially since AM was so overcrowded to begin with. At least that's the excuse they always gave us, that the reason that clear channels were taken away. I think if they'd have used the long wave band, I think you would have had a lot more stations that were on the air and making money. Also, for Tim Hendel, I believe that WWVA is still carrying the Jamboree on Saturday nights. I used to listen to them when I lived in Charleston, West Virginia, and I get them on occasions here, but they fight with Tulsa, so I don't get them that well. But as far as I know, they're still carrying it, but their daytime programming is all news talk.
Hi, this is John Jeremy of Elmira Heights. Just this last Monday night, I picked up a station out of Canada, Toronto, Canada, and I'm asking, what is it doing on 560? CFO, X or F?
This is Tim Hendel. First of all, please do not put DX Audio Service on CD anytime soon because we would lose several minutes of our magazine. I'm going to try to answer John German's question about the old peanut tube radios. Even though I haven't seen those particular radios, I've seen lots of other radios of that vintage. First of all, the radios tended not to be very sensitive, meaning you needed a really long wire antenna to hear weak stations. Even more, however, they were not very selective. In other words, those old radios didn't separate stations very well. So if you had a station on 800, it would probably stretch all the way from 770 maybe to 830. You'd be challenged to hear any other stations if you had a local really strong station. That wasn't so much of a problem back then when there weren't as many stations on the air. But today, you'd probably find that many of the weaker stations in your area couldn't be picked up because they were right next to stronger stations. This is Tim Hendel, again, with an answer to Don Finney's question about John Gambling. There were actually three John Gamblings on WOR, John A., John B., and John R., and I'm not sure if I have those middle initials in the right sequence, but there was a grandfather, a father, and a son. And I'm not sure when the changeovers occurred. I suspect that it was the father that died recently, although I don't know that. I think the grandfather died a long, long time ago, and I don't think the son is that old, although I could be wrong. I believe WOR finally took the son off sometime in the 90s when they wanted to do something different in the morning. But Rambling with Gambling, as they called the show, was on for probably most of the life of WOR, and the father is the one that was on the longest and probably the one that most of us have ever heard.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida, with a question. WZZD in Philadelphia changed call letters. Did they also change format? I was just wondering about that. 1400 WFLL is now the Fan, the station that was originally WFTL. They changed last week.
Mitch Pomerantz, Pasadena, California. Three quick items. First of all, we have our first IBOC station, and it's a little surprising. It's a Spanish station on 1020 KTNQ, and 1010 and 1030 are quite hissed out. Absolutely impossible to hear anything with the IBOC. And number two, we had an Air America outlet here in the LA area for 2 weeks. On 1580 for many years has been a Korean station, KBLA. It may have been, in fact, the first Korean outlet. I don't quite recall. But around the middle of April, I caught them with Air America and probably had been on since around the 1st of April. A few days later, however, they were gone. And I understand from a colleague of mine elsewhere that there was some controversy with the ownership and management. And they have now gone to simulcasting a Spanish format with a station in West Covina, California on 900, both of which you can hear quite clearly. So we had Air America for 2 weeks. Number three, my wife and I just returned from Manzanillo, Mexico, where we were for about 4 days. That's about 3 hours by plane south-southeast of Los Angeles, so I would guess perhaps 1,000 miles or so south of the border. And just very quickly, some of the things I picked up on my Grundig yacht boy from the States. I got KNBR quite well a couple of times, about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I did get XTRA. I got KCBS out of San Francisco, along with another English station on 740, and I could never get an ID. I got KGO a couple of times. Also got KINS out of Roswell, New Mexico. Certainly got WOAI for Dale Ham. They came in very well. They were the best station, the easiest English speaker to get in Manzanillo. So tons of Mexican stations, of course, and still a lot of them go off the air at midnight. And my Spanish is non-existent, but they do a lot more local programming during the wee hours than our corporately run stations do.
I've had this is Don Pinney in Miami, Florida. I was just thinking about something. You know, there was an FM station, and maybe still exists, maybe it doesn't, in Chicago in 1944. It was supposed to be the first FM station that ever existed in the country. It was set up by Mr. Armstrong, who started FM, and I wonder if anybody knows what the station is or was and whether it exists or not, and if the callers are the same, and how many format changes it has gone through, if any.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, finally we got the word about our FM station. The religious one on 99.5, they're going to 93.9, probably in July, and it will be Power 94, and they expect to cover, Cambridge, Hamilton, and Woodstock, which is much of an improvement over what they've got currently. Also, the station in Simcoe on 106.7 is going down to 98.9. They're already testing on there, so they will be officially going. WGR in Buffalo got the Sabres games back for next year. So that's good. On 550, we'll be able to get that. CFRB in Toronto has got new studios. And I picked up a station in Springville, New York the other night. On 1330, they were carrying Toronto Blue Jays baseball. I thought that was quite remarkable. Yes, Wheeling is still doing the Jamboree every Saturday night, but they're not playing music otherwise. It's a talk station. It's really gone down. WWVA, I'm sorry for a 50,000-watt station to not offer more than what it is. I'm sorry to hear about Atlanta, WSB losing the rights. I've enjoyed having it there, but they've lost them before and got them back, so they'll eventually probably get it back again. Ken mentioned that WPEN, this is their last year of the contract with the Phillies, so I certainly hope that either WPHT or KYW, one of the 50,000 watters, will get the Philadelphia games back next year. And about Radio Kane in San Jose, California, I remember when it was a country music station and a good one, 24/7. I took white cane training in Oakland in 1959 and 60, and I lived in San Francisco for a while, too. And it was a station I listened to a lot. Cotton Seed Clark was there, who wrote a lot of poetry and wrote some songs that were recorded by other country singers. Red Foley and Little Jimmy Dickens did some of them. Red Merle was there that did the Ernest Tubb Talkin' Blues. Cactus Jack was there. Gene Lewis, that used to sing with the Sons of the Pioneers, also did some time at the station. So that was very good. I'm about to take a trip to Meridian, Mississippi, and I'll give you folks a report for the July tape after I come back.
Hi there. This is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. When WTVW changed format on July 4th, 1958, the DJs were like Larry Brownell and Russ Syracuse and Art Roberts and Dick Biondi and, among others, Bob Diamond. What if anybody knows what happened to those gentlemen and whether they are still living where any of these people are still living? Just thought I'd ask, and thank you very much.
Hi, Kevin McGill from Madison, Wisconsin, with a report of a format change here in the Madison area. It's actually out of Wisconsin Dells, which is probably about 50, 60 miles northwest of here. But anyway, 900 WIBU, what used to be WIBU, has retained their own call letters, a WDLS. And they have changed formats from a music of your life format to a kind of a vacation radio kind of all adult contemporary kind of a format. Basically what they were doing when I checked them is they were interviewing tourists that go into the Dells area and you know, talk to them about the Dells and what they like about it, blah, 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 blah. I'm giving away gift certificates to various places around Dells and Baraboo area.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Say, before we move on to Ken, I'd just like to make a few mentions about some things. First of all, make sure that your comments are brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak. When we get over 10 minutes of muses, we have to start editing. When it's 20 to 30 minutes of musings for a month, then we really have to do some heavy editing and even some time compression just to keep it in the time constraints. Check your facts before you call. We had a call that said WABC is going back to an all-oldies music format. I don't think that's going to happen. Also, be sure that the information that you're feeding to us is of interest to a vast majority of people. Our membership spans from Maine to Hawaii, across Canada, and even into Europe. So information, while it may be interesting that your local DJ on the FM station is going to be leaving, unless that station is highly recognizable or the person is highly recognizable, it's probably not going to be of interest to the membership of the DX Audio Service. And we received a call from somebody identifying themselves as Pete. And all Pete said was that Star 106 is changing their format to country. First of all, we didn't know Pete. We didn't know where Pete lives. We don't know where Star 106 is. So the information was discarded. Please identify yourself, and you might want to give your city and state. That's actually more important than when you call, because a lot of members don't know where other members live. And if you're talking about a particular DX opportunity, such as France rolling in or hearing Algeria on 891, it's often interesting to know that you're living in a certain location. So please give your name and your location where you live. And finally, just a quick mention here, John German, congratulations, you heard CFOS, that's in Owen Sound, Ontario. That's a good ways away from where you're at. It's also pretty far away from where Toronto is, so I don't think it's a Toronto station. That station, by the way, operates 7,500 watts day, 1,000 watts at night. It's a talk, AC, nostalgia, and sports station. And I think they're co-owned with the 1490 up there. Anyway, when you're looking for information on stations, for example, you made the comment about CFOS's dial position. Well, there's a lot of stations from 530 all the way up to 600. 530, you ask? Yeah, CIAO in Brampton, Ontario. We go over to 540. We find several stations on 540, 550, 560, 570, 580. A lot of Canadian stations still on the AM dial, and you can find them all in the AM radio log, which is available from the National Radio Club's Publication Center. So if you're looking for information on stations, you might just want to pick up a copy of the AM radio log from Ken Chatterton at the Publication Center. Well, let's turn the microphone over to Ken Honestjuck with a look at sports networks.
Hello again, friends. Ken Honestjuck back here in sports, and I have a variety of items outside of sports. Well, to tell you about this month, so let me get right into it. On 9:50 a.m. in Chicago, Air America has left the air, and it's still run by Multicultural, but now in the early May, I've been hearing this announcement at the top of the hour, every hour now, for quite a few days.
AM 950 WNTV Chicago. We would like to find people who are interested in doing their own program. To reserve your place today, call 312-279-9100. 312-279-9100. AM 950 WNTV Chicago.
And that's all they've been doing, is running the same message around the clock from what I've been able to hear. And that's it. So we're just waiting for a change. Now I want to tell you about the minor league baseball this year, since those going up to the Rochester area in the fall would like to know a few things. So here's what I got from Baseball America. In the AAA International League, Buffalo Bisons on 1520 WWKB with Jim Rosenhaus and Duke McGuire. The Charlotte Knights with the White Sox, 610 WFNZ with Matt Swearad. The Columbus Clippers on 103.1 WSMZ, Todd Bell and Gary Richards. The Durham Bulls on 620 WDNC with Steve Barnes and Neil Sullins. the Indianapolis Indians on 1430 WXNT with Howard Kelman and Brian Griffin, the Louisville Bats on 970 WGTK with Jim Kelch and Matt Andrews, the Norfolk Tides on 1310 WGH and 1050, which is now changed to WCMS, with Jeff McCarriger and John Castleberry. The Ottawa Lynx have no radio voice that I know of. The Pawtucket Red Sox on 790 WSKO with Andy Freed. The Richmond Braves on 950 WXGI with Robert Fish. The Rochester Red Wings in Scott Fribush territory on 1280 WHTK and 1180 WHAM with Josh Wetzel and Joe Altobelli. The Scranton Wilkes-Barre Red Barons on 104.9 WWDL with Kent Westberg. The Syracuse Sky Chiefs on 1390 WFBL with Bob McElligott. Toledo Mudhens, 1470 WLQR, Jim Weber and Frank Gilhooley. Now in the Pacific Coast League, and I'm recovering from viral bronchitis, so I'm doing what I can. The Albuquerque Isotopes on 610 WNML with Bob Saatchi. The Colorado Springs Sky Sox on 1240 KRDO with Dan Karcher and Dick Chase. Edmonton Trappers on 880 CHQT with Al Coates. The Fresno Grizzlies in English 1031 KAAT, Doug Greenwald. Spanish 1600 KGST, Jess Gonzalez. Des Moines, Iowa, Cubs, 1460 KNXO, Dean Ailes and Dave Raymond. Las Vegas 51s, 1460 also, KENO, Russ Langer. The Memphis Redbirds, 560 WHBQ, Tom Stocker and Steve Selby. Nashville Sounds, 98.9 WANT, Chuck Valenchez. New Orleans Zephyrs in English 690 WTIX and 1560 WSLA, Tim Grubbs and Ron Swoboda. Spanish 830 WFNO, Herman Rodriguez. Oklahoma City Redhawks. Well, they're called Oklahoma, but I prefer to have the city itself. Redhawks. 1340 KEBC with Dave Garrett. Omaha Royals, 1490, KOSR, Mark Nasser and Kevin McNabb. The Portland Beavers, not available. The Sacramento River Cats, in English. The Big 650, KSTE, John Daska. Spanish, 1240, KSQB, Jose Reynosa. Salt Lake City Stingers, 1230, KWUN, with Steve Clark. Tacoma Rainiers, 850, KHHO, Mike Corto. And the Tucson Sidewinders, 1450 KTZR with Brett Dolan. I want to thank Wayne Ryan for the very nice phone call he made to me a few weeks back, discussed a bunch of things. And since Dale Hamm is presenting us a market scope of the Austin, Texas area, I'm going to give you an up-to-date ratings of what's most popular in that area. Emma Sinclair owns 590 KLBJ News and Talk, 6.4 up, plus Adult Alternative KGSR-FM at 4.5 up, plus current hit KDHT-FM, 4.4 down, Alternative Rock KROX-FM, 4.3 up, Pop Oldies KEYI-FM, 4.0, and Rocker KLBJ-FM, 3.8 down. Clear Channel Communication Zones, 1300 Sports Talk, KVET, 1.9 down. The number one rated station in the area, Country Music, KVET-FM, 6.8 up. The number three rated station there, KASE-FM, 6.1 down. Current hits, KHFI-FM, 3.7 up. Classic Rock, KPEZ-FM, 3.3. And Rhythmic, KFMK, 3.2. Dynamic Radio owns Spanish 1560 KTXZ 1.1 and Spanish 1440 KELG 0.6. Infinity owns 1370 Talk KJCE 0.8 down, The fourth rated station in the area, Pop Adult KKMJ FM, 5.6 down. Hot Pop KAMX FM, 4.3. And current hit KQBT FM, 3.9. KIXL Broadcasting owns the 970 frequency spot, Christian Talk at 0.6. And Hot Pop KAMX FM at 4.3 up. And current hit KQBT FM, 3.9 down. KIXL Broadcasting owns Christian Talk, KIXL, 0.6. Onyx owns Gospel KFIT at 0.4. And Sanders owns News Talk KWNX AM at 0.4. Okay. Next, I have two obituaries I want you to know about that I've read about lately. Former West Coast broadcaster Bill Brundage, who was on the air in the Los Angeles area during the 50s, 60s, and 70s, died April 23rd of heart failure at age 89 years old. And I had details of it, but unfortunately I misplaced it. But many of you out west who might know about Bill might be able to tell us how he was. I know he was in the Southern California Sports Hall of Fame. He broadcast for many of the teams out there. Okay. The one I have written down here is retired WCBS 880 news anchor Pete Parsons, 65 years old, died April 14th. He was born Pasquale Tominero. He graduated from Seton Hall University in 1960, where he worked at WSOU-FM and was later inducted in the Hall of Fame in 1992. He began his career as a newscaster at WNBF in Binghamton, New York, and later worked as a news director at WERA in Plainfield, New York. He joined CBS 880 in 1970 and got the coveted afternoon newscast, where he shared the mic with Ben Farnsworth until he retired in 1990. After he retired, Mr. Parsons built and owned WQNJ-FM in Stafford Township, New Jersey, I believe that is, where he also anchored morning newscasts until he sold the station in 1966. 1996, thank you. He also volunteered his voice for recording for the blind and dyslexic and served with the Big Brothers of Bridgewater and with Literary Volunteers of Ocean County. WCBS Vice President Steve Swenson said Pat was the consummate professional journalist and also a great radio communicator. His voice and style were comforting and friendly and also authoritative and credible. Pete was survived by his wife of 41 years, Dorothy, and one daughter. And that's it on the DX Audio Service. I'll be back next month with more sports and information. And that's it. Take it away, Fred.
Wonderful kid.
Here's an article that appeared in the Sunday, December 14th, Dallas Morning News. Like oldies they spin, two DJs enjoy timeless popularity. Dateline, Oklahoma City. When it comes to Oklahoma City radio these days, oldies is more than just a music format. It's also a euphemism for two of the town's hottest on-air personalities. Meet Danny Williams, 76, and Ronnie K, 66, local icons who remain as popular and entrenched today as when AM-only transistor radios and Roy Orbison were all the rage. Spinning 1960s-era rock and roll, yucking it up with corny jokes, and mixing in healthy doses of trivia, Mr. Williams tops the ratings in one of radio's most prestigious time slots, Morning Drive. And Mr. K is second at midday, both stars of Renda Broadcasting, KOMA-FM. "It's amazing to me," said Mr. Williams, who's been number one in 7 decades on radio stations in Oklahoma and Texas. "I just don't know how it happened. It just doesn't make sense." Mr. K, too, is happily perplexed. "This is 40-year-old music we're playing. We don't know how long oldies will last." For now, the senior disc jockeys and their listeners seem content to revel in this serendipity, bonded together through what some broadcasting insiders depict as radio's equivalent of comfort food during troubled times of war, terrorism, and a struggling economy. Maybe Oklahoma City is one of those markets that treats its own very well, a stable market where people tend to value continuity and stability, said Tom Taylor, editor of Inside Radio, a publication devoted to the medium.
They, Mr. Williams and Mr. K, evidently still know how to do it, and they still know how to make that connection with their listeners. It may not be altogether surprising that Creedence Clearwater Revival and Elvis, Three Dog Night, and the Beatles still strike a chord with so many. And after all, the nation's largest potential audience is made up of baby boomers who come of age with the Vietnam-era Top 40 songs. But what is particularly striking to Mr. Williams, Mr. K, and station management is how well KOMA-FM plays with the advertiser's most coveted demographic group, the 25 to 54-year-olds who typically have the most disposable income. The audience is pretty loyal, said Vance Harrison, general manager of Renda Stations in Oklahoma City. If by definition you don't want to hear the new music and specifically want to listen to older music, you're not going to be as fickle or button-punching. Mr. Harrison, himself a 50-year-old boomer, decided in the late 80s to take a chance on the viability of Top 40 radio, which began disappearing in the late 1970s as AM music stations declined and FM took over as the dominant force. He launched his experiment on Renda's KOMA AM, one of Oklahoma City's top two pop stations, along with WKY AM, during the Top 40's heyday. In 1992, he began simulcasting on KOMA FM. Among his first tasks, luring former WKY stars Mr. Williams, Mr. K, and Fred Hendrickson, now on the air from 7 to midnight, back to Oklahoma City airwaves. 11 years later, the experiment has far exceeded expectations. From 5:30 to 9 a.m., Mr. Williams and his breakfast flakes, Ryan O'Brien and Lisa Sykes, not only play oldies but also perform skits, provide traffic reports and weather updates, read commercials and endorse products, interview guests, and poke fun at one another. He offers a scripture reading each day as a soothing anecdote in these times of haste and noise and great frustration. He occasionally dusts off characters from his television past. He appeared for years on Oklahoma City's WKY-TV in a variety of roles, including futuristic 3D Danny and the Wild West's Xavier T. Willard. He also hosted a Regis and Kelly-like local morning show, Danny's Day, which included co-hosts such as young Mary Hart, now of Entertainment Tonight fame. Mr. Williams is a native Texan who grew up in Fort Worth, joined the Navy in World War II, then studied broadcasting at the University of Texas. His career began in the late 1940s, first at two Austin stations, KTXN and KTBC, and later at San Antonio's KTSA. He joined WKY-TV in 1950 and moved into radio at WKY-AM in 1957. "I know I'm corny," he said last week, reminiscing about his career. "I know some people don't like me." But he said he is blessed to still be on the air, enjoying such high ratings in the twilight of his career. "I'd rather entertain people than eat," Williams said. Mr. K's four-hour daily stint stretches through the lunch hour to mid-afternoon. He relies less on shtick, though he frequently ends his work week with a rendition of It's Friday to the tune of Frank Sinatra's My Way. His show is full of behind-the-scenes tales about the records he spins and trivia contests. A recent question: when was the first hearing aid invented? The winning answer, 1880. Hearing aid invented. The winning answer, 1880. Promoted as Mr. Rock and Roll, Mr. K is well known across the state for entertaining at high school class reunions, and he is a staple at wedding receptions where many brides want the tunes of the 60s and 70s, even though most weren't born until after the Top 40 era. "The music is so flexible," said Mr. K, who from 1966 to 1974 hosted a local American Bandstand-style television show called The Scene. "This music is really very healing. I come in here feeling kind of bad, and within 15 minutes, I'm up again." At least one radio expert said he fears that Mr. Williams and Mr. K are among the last of a breed of radio personalities who connected with their listeners in an era before syndication and consolidation began to dominate radio. "Today's talent pool is smaller," said Robert Unmacht, a radio consultant based in Nashville, Tennessee. "Radio stations aren't developing talent like they used to. They're just reading cards. They're not as well skilled at delivery and timing." Just how long Mr. Williams and Mr. K remain on Oklahoma City radio is not merely a function of ratings. At their ages, health can become a factor. So can energy and enthusiasm. "I'm not going to drive this into the ground," said Mr. K. "I'll be out in a year or two, or four, 5 years. When this is all over with, we're just disc jockeys. All we do, hopefully, is make people happy. Mr. Williams, who battles a persistent stomach problem, said it is really hard to get up at 3:30 anymore. I'm awfully tired when I get off at 9 a.m. But he said, as long as I'm effective, I will continue to work. The day I can't do it to my satisfaction, I won't do it anymore. Bluer than
blue. Thanks, Bill. And that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.